Thank you for joining today's podcast devotion, The Gift Paradox. So what really happened in the manger that night so many years ago? Interestingly enough, the Gospel of Mark and the Gospel of John do not even mention the birth narrative. Neither does the Apostle Paul in all of his writings. Matthew and Luke, however, have different accounts. Matthew walks us through the entire genealogy of Jesus, and Luke tells us the birth narrative that many of us are very familiar with. Scholars and theologians have debated the meaning of the virgin birth for years. The Greek word for virgin doesn't necessarily mean what you and I think it does. It has several translations, one being simply the phrase young woman. A while back, I heard a message by Andy Stanley, the megachurch pastor of North Point Church in Atlanta. He's also the son of the Southern Baptist legend, Charles Stanley. Apparently, even Andy Stanley struggles with the whole virgin birth concept. You know, that was shocking to me, as most fundamental faith traditions like Southern Baptist do not question the nature of Scripture. They actually take it quite literally. He concluded that if a man could predict his birth, his death, and resurrection, and leave the impact that Jesus did, he wasn't going to really get caught up in the theological arguments of whether or not the virgin birth was real and what it really meant. I think there's a lot we can learn from Andy Stanley. As we prepare for Christmas, I think we can all stop and ask ourselves, so what does it really mean? Are we caught up in the semantics of the story? Or can we see and experience the bigger picture? We can see the picture of God and love that embraced an empty manger and ultimately gave us a personal experience of divine love. Or we can see and experience a God who took on humanity so that we could experience heaven. Or a God who took on poverty so that we could experience wealth. Or a God who took on nakedness so that we can experience abundance. God entered this world in poverty fully, a helpless baby in a feeding trough, so that we could see and know that God understands hunger, emptiness, and need. God knows how very fragile we are, and God offers us in God's goodness, love, and grace that will fill those needs. Regardless of how God came through the incarnation, God did come for me and for you. As author Michelle Cushot says, God comes for those of us who are empty and hungry and worn out from ordinary life. Those of us who feel like we have no greatness to offer and no gifts to give. The manger was a gift exchange that went only one way, His gifts for our gain. Hear these words from the book of Matthew, Matthew's version of the Christmas story. The birth of Jesus took place like this. His mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph, but before they came to the marriage bed, Joseph discovered she was pregnant. It was by the Holy Spirit, but he didn't know that. So Joseph, upset but noble, decided to take care of things quietly so that Mary would not be disgraced. While he was trying to figure out a way out, he had a dream. God's angel spoke in the dream, "Joseph, son of David, don't hesitate to get married." Mary's pregnancy is spirit-conceived. God's Holy Spirit has made her pregnant. She will bring a son to birth, and when she does, you, Joseph, will name him Jesus. God saves, because he will save his people from their sins. This would bring the prophet's embryonic sermon to full term. Watch for this. A virgin will get pregnant and bear a son. They will name him Emmanuel, Hebrew for God with us. After this, Joseph woke up and he did exactly what God's angel commanded in the dream. He married Mary, but he did not consummate the marriage until she had the baby. He named the baby Jesus. We can celebrate this beautiful thing. Thank you for joining today's devotional podcast.